Praise the Lord, everybody. You can sit down.
Hallelujah.
Reflecting on what the pastor is saying about out here. One thing we're going to have to do is have it together.
Yes.
This is God's business.
Yes, amen.
And we got to have it together.
Yes.
And the pastor and I, we started off right with y'all. You know, we don't charge you nothing for getting up here. But we don't pressure nobody.
That's right.
We don't pressure you paying tithes. We don't pressure you giving offering. Everything got to come from your what?
Heart.
Heart. Sincere. That's what we believe in here at the church. That's why we are still here.
Okay, say that.
But we're doing it right. We're going to beat nobody up. Ain't going to preach on nobody about giving and how you giving, how you're not giving. We're not going to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Sometimes people have to give, sometimes don't. Don't have to give. We love you anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you, Jesus. So that's how we are. Our church, you know, we are here for a reason. And I'm waiting. I'm just waiting to see what the Lord is going to do. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, we're doing good.
Amen.
The Lord going to take care of us. Hallelujah. We ain't get slack on the Lord.
Amen.
No, we got to work. Huh?
Amen.
We do have to work together. You know, it's good for the church to do something.
Yes.
Together.
Together.
Amen. To go out and have dinner together. Have a outing, a yard sale or something. But, it's healthy for the congregation.
Yes.
To be together and spend time together.
Amen.
But we here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We use what we got. Thank you, Jesus. We moved in here. We use the furniture that we already had.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord we had an organ. Huh?
Amen.
Thank the Lord we had this pulpit thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the
so
pastor was
saying,
when he was saying about testifying, they don't cut the testifying out in the churches. They don't have it. They don't cut it out. They just get up and do the worship. You know how people can just get up and testify? Huh?
They don't do that.
They don't do that. I don't know what the New Age church or what they want to call it. But I'm used to listening to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear the same person all the time. I want to hear somebody else. What happened to you this week?
Amen.
What did Jesus do for you this week?
Amen.
Huh? And sometimes some people need to testify to release, you know, pressure and stuff on you. Huh? You overcome.
That's right.
You overcome. That's right.
You overcome.
Yeah, but they got these churches now. They don't let nobody jump on up. You know, some of the reason is why they did that because some people get up and testify and they preach in the testimony. They start off testifying, but 15 minutes later they preaching out now. So I understand that part. You know, testifying and preaching is two different things. But to cut it completely out of out of the service, that's not right. That's not right. This is a day that the saints should get together and talk. Talk about Jesus, sing about Jesus, you know, what Jesus do for you this week, or the devil attacked you this week, how the Lord brought you out.
Amen.
You know, all right, and all that's that's what it's about. Testifying, huh? And preaching.
Yes.
And listening. Yeah, could I be listening? But, it's going to come a time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all two verses, but I do have some more stuff I want to read. Thank you, y'all. Be listening for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when I hear somebody confirm what God wants me to preach today, I'd be so happy because it make it easy for me. But if you go to St. John, 11th chapter, when you go to the 11th chapter, go to Luke 19. St. John, the 11th chapter, Luke 19. And Luke 19 says, in the 41st first verse. Thank you. Somebody mentioned this today. I was really shocked. Just shocked. It said, and when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. John 11:35 says, Jesus wept. I want the easiest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Thank you, Jesus. And we know what wept means, don't we?
Amen.
Cried.
He cried. There was two reasons why Jesus cried. In Luke, he cried over the city, Jerusalem, the holiest city on earth. Mm-hmm. Yet today, Jerusalem is the holy city of God. The second time he wept when Lazarus died. when he died, and Martha came to him and asked him, "Why didn't you call me, Mama? Huh? Elijah's dead."
Mm-hmm.
And she went down the line and when she was talking, "If you had a king 4 days ago, he's thinking now. What's the use of coming now?" That's in the scripture there. Huh? It don't make no sense to come now. He's thinking. See, they didn't understand why Jesus wept. He loved Lazarus, huh?
Yes.
He loved him.
Amen.
But they didn't understand why Jesus wept. They saw Jesus cry, huh? Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees said, "This here's a man that could make a blind see, how the lame walk, and he can't go and raise the dead." Jesus cried over that. You know why he cried over that? Unbelief. That's why he cried. That's why he wept. He wept because the world, well, what he was doing in this part of the scripture, he was predicting us
yes.
today.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Jerusalem represented the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason why he looked out and he wept over the city. Now, we're going to go to St. John, but I want to make sure y'all understand who I'm talking about. All right. I want to make sure everybody in the building understand who I'm talking about. Go to St. John 1.
All right.
Jesus cried. Hallelujah. When you get to St. John, just catch on and go with me. In the beginning was the Word.
Come on now.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. It's the same was in the beginning with God.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the Word. Okay. All things were made by Him.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Made by who?
By
the Word. Huh? Thank Word. You, Jesus.
Right.
Come on. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It went on down and said, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of light, that all men through him might believe. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had a trouble. He had trouble with the world believing. And when he wept, he saw the future. He saw us. He saw us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Way back then when he was walking on earth, he saw us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He knew exactly what we was going to be doing today. He knew that a few members was going to be here at the church, and the church is not full. Huh?
Uh-huh.
And for those that didn't believe, which was the Pharisees, this is the one that just didn't believe. The light, and they said he was in the world. Jesus, God, was in the world. Thank you, Jesus. And the world was made by him. This is as plain as can be. Jesus. Uh-huh. And the world knew him not. He tried his best to help the world know who he was.
Uh-huh.
But the unbelief that they had, yeah. Huh? Just blind. Blocked them. Just blind. In a way, Jesus wept over that. He cried. Huh? He felt so sorry for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then what? He came to his own. Who is his own? The Israelites. Hebrew. Uh-huh. And his own did
receive
him not. You see why he wept? Huh? He wept because his own people that he chose from heaven.
That's enough to make you cry.
It made him cry. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can you imagine? Huh? I'm going to get ahead of myself. But as many as receive him.
Mm-hmm.
And did what?
He gave
us what?
Power.
Why he gave us power?
To become the Son of God.
How do you receive God? What you got to do first?
Believe.
You got to believe.
You got to believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Believe, huh? Believe. That you believe that God, Jesus, who he is, you got the light, huh? It's going to do what? Then he gave them power to become the sons of God. We are sons and daughters of God because we believe.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. He didn't cry over us. Thank you, Jesus. We believe.
Uh-huh.
He cried over those that didn't believe. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. Even to them that believe on his name and say, which were what? Born what? Not of blood, but what?
Not
of the flesh. Uh-huh.
Nor the will of man.
Who?
Jesus.
Huh? You're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I just don't understand why somebody in the world could be so confused about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, you know, when he's going to come, nobody know. Not even the angels in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Not even the Son.
Amen.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Don't that sound kind of messed up, huh? Huh? Not even the Son. Who is the Son?
Jesus.
Well, why? He don't know. He's God.
Keep it from himself.
Huh? He's God. Uh-huh. The reason why Jesus said that is this. See, God is the Spirit.
All right.
The Almighty Spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the Word of God.
All right.
It says it right here. It says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
And beheld the glory of what? The glory
as of the only
begotten of the Father. Only begotten of the Father is who?
Jesus.
So what makes him the only begotten of the Father?
Because he is God.
Uh-huh.
The Word.
God by himself.
Yeah.
So what made him the Son of God?
Because the Father had to create a body of flesh.
He had to do it himself.
Yes. Right. He did it himself.
He did his own. So he is his own begotten.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. People just stuck on that. They stuck on that. Jesus was saying the reason why the Son don't know, because he don't know. Oh, the first, just think about this. Your words come out your mouth, don't know nothing you're going to say until you think it.
Okay.
Huh? You got to think it first, right? That's God.
Alright.
Huh?
That's
God. God do the thinking.
Alright.
He's the conscience. Huh?
Yeah.
He's the thought. Huh? He's the spirit.
Yeah.
Until he think it and then speak it. Huh? Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
See, until he speak it, that's what he meant by Jesus. Even the Son don't know. Because Son don't know because the Son is just the Word of God. It's the Word of God. That's part of God, huh?
All right.
So when the Word cannot speak until God think it.
Amen.
Y'all think it. Y'all hold on to this, okay?
Okay?
Until God think it, and then God speak it.
Yes.
So he took the part that he speak, huh? And jumped in Mary's body, huh?
All right.
Huh? The Word part of God. That's why I say in the beginning was the Word.
Word.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word.
That's right. Yeah.
But yet the Word, huh? God had to think it first. Huh? So when he thought it, and then there was, huh? That's the beginning.
All right, in the beginning.
See, God is a big ball of spirit. Huh? Big ball of spirit. He's a spirit. He's the mighty, self-existing. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what people can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus wept. Huh? He's wept because we can't seem to get nobody to understand what Jesus is or who Jesus is. Jesus came down here and practically told him, I'm God. He said, me and my Father is what? Thank you, Jesus. They can't understand that. Did you hear what Jesus said? He said, me and my Father, how is me and my Father going to be one? Huh? Once I came out of my mother's womb, huh, I'm separate from my daddy.
Yes.
But Jesus said, I and my Father is one.
Amen.
And they can't seem to get that. And Jesus wept. Can you imagine, huh? The God that created heaven and earth, huh? Came down here and cried.
Hallelujah.
Bible says he moaned, groaned, huh? Thank you, Jesus. He just couldn't get the people to understand what he wanted us to know. Let's go back here in Luke. Let's talk about Luke some more.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in the 37th verse, 19th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount Olives, when he was preaching up on the Mount Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice from all what?
The mighty word.
Uh-huh. Saying, bless what?
The king.
The who?
The king.
In the name of what?
The name of the Lord.
There's only one law.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's not two Lords. It's only one Lord. And the name of the Lord that we knew on earth was what?
Jesus.
And it's only one Lord. It ain't no two Lords.
Yes.
It's one. So Jesus came in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So they praised him and did what?
Peace in heaven. In the highest.
You hear that? But here we go right here. In 39 says, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, stop them from saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop them from what they saying that for?
Mm-hmm.
They saying you God.
Oh, yeah.
He said exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he looked out to Jerusalem and wept.
Yeah.
He wept. I came here, got off my throne, came down here to save the world. But I want the world to know who I am. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Understand who I am. I am the Word of God.
Yes.
In the beginning. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
In the beginning. I am the Word of God, and I want you to know something else. I am God. He said it many a times,
yes.
But like we said, the thoughts of the Lord is not the thoughts like the thoughts of man.
Amen.
So you don't get it. Some people are going to get it, and some people is just not going to get it.
Yes.
It said it right there in the scripture. Still there. It has some more I wanted to read. When he went down and he raised Lazarus from the dead,
yes.
And thank Jesus. And when they still wanted to clown and act up a little bit, you know, even after they saw him raised from the dead. But he had to tell them, you know, for not believing, saying, if thou have known, at least in this day.
Thy day.
Uh-huh. And then what?
Which belong unto thy peace.
But what?
Now they are hid from thy mouth.
You hear them? You hear that? What's going on? Don't get upset. Huh? Because people don't come to church.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scripture where everybody in the church should understand. Don't get upset if somebody in the church don't live holy.
Yes.
Don't get upset if somebody not doing what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
Don't get upset, huh?
Yes.
Well, because the people will, you know, want you to take out 5 minutes to come praise God, say a prayer, huh? Because God is going to hide what from them. Y'all want to read that again? If thou have known, even though, at least in this day, and this thou day, you know how they talk thou thee and all that stuff, you know, thou thee, you know, that's how they talk. The things which belong unto thy what?
Peace.
But now they are what?
Hid
from thy eyes. And he's talking about the truth of who he is. You don't want to believe who I am? All right. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. All right. Uh-huh. But I know one day, Jesus said, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm coming. In person. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To get my people who believe. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming. Thank you, Jesus. The people is not going to believe. The devil have done his job. He have blinded people, churches. There is so many different religions,
yes,
in this world.
Amen.
That I don't lost count.
People don't know where to go.
They don't know where to go. They believe anything. They make up anything. They anything but the truth. Huh?
Amen.
That's why God cried. He cried at this time, wept, huh, over the people that's going to be lost. Thank you, Jesus. He knew the future was going to be worse than it was here. Thank you, Jesus. It's just a few people here, but now it's billions of people. Thank you, Jesus. They got all kind of different religion backwards. Somebody's saying that John the Baptist is Christ. They just make up stuff.
Yeah.
And then people would just follow them and just believe anything. Thank you, Jesus. You know when a baby bird wait on their mama? Huh? They don't care what the mama bring to eat. They didn't open their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
The mama stuff it down in their throat. They don't care how it tastes. They just stuff it down their throat. Sort of like my dog. You know, my dog would eat and that dog would eat itself to death. I have to be careful with my dog. That's how people is. Huh? Just want to eat anything. Anything she see me eat, she want it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, dog, you got a bottomless pit. Thank you, Jesus. That's how people is. People will listen to anything. And, you know, I watched this breaking almonds stuff. Y'all ever see that?
Yes.
Breaking almonds. And then they talk about it got a mafia, almonds mafia.
I never knew.
I always thought these people was really, really, really just, they want nothing to do with the world. Separate. Who's the other one? It was another one. I can't think of them. The one with the...
in L.A.
The almonds, but it's another name for another group. I can't think of them.
Jesuits?
You see, it's so many of them, I can't keep up with them, but it's another. They made furniture.
Quakers.
Now, the Quakers was like holy people. They were really, you know, sanctified folks, you know, and you don't hear no more of them. But the Amish people, I always thought the Amish people was kind of like the Quakers. You know, they made their own furniture. They did their own stuff. They're gangsters. Thank you, Jesus. And then the one that they showed that breaking Amish, with the girls and the boys that leaving it. And they first thing they want to do is be bad.
Yes,
nasty.
Exactly.
Everything.
My
goodness. I said, what happened here? Thank you, Jesus. You see why Christ, Jesus wept, huh?
Amen.
He wept. Over Jerusalem.
Yes.
Which represented the whole entire world for the unbelief. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it was all about. Jesus cried. He said, I came down here. I said, Lord. He had said, Lord, to himself.
Uh-huh.
He had to talk to himself.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I hope I didn't waste my time by coming down here with all these folks. Huh? But I truly believe in my heart that more than 8 people is going to make it to heaven.
Amen.
Huh? Like Nora. Huh? 8 folks. Huh? It's going to be... If it's going to be 8, I'm going to be 1.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
I'm going to be number 5, number 3, whatever.
I'm going to be
there. Uh-huh. So, but the way the world is like it is, because Jesus said this is where it's going to be.
Amen.
It's going to be backwards.
Yes.
Peter said this what?
Untoward
generation. He said that way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, way back then was then, but now it's worse. Home invasions. All kinds of stuff. I'm dope. Just drugs everywhere. I watch the news. I keep up with this stuff. And the world is new, but you know, God saw all of that way back then when he wept.
Yeah.
He saw it.
Yeah.
He saw the world was going to modernize and change everything. How we talked back there about how you was raised and your mama cooked on a wood stove and all that stuff back in those days. He saw all that. And they were going to cut that out with the wood, you know, they're going to make a stove. Thank you, Jesus. And then they were going to take gas, discover gas in the ground. God saw all of that. Thank you, Jesus. But whatever man did or going to do, he done worse and worse. Is that right?
Yes.
Worse. As time goes on, the belief is going to be what?
Worse.
Thank you, Jesus. Worse and worse and worse. But in here, Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews. I got a scripture in Hebrews. And it says, thank you, Jesus. He knew.
Amen.
He saw it. And can you imagine the God from heaven, Hebrews 2:11. The God from heaven. That's why I went back over in John. Because I'd always like to everybody to know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Who created heaven and earth, put the solar system up in the sky. Huh? Thousands and thousands of stars up in the sky. The sun that we have, God put that up there and been burning ever since. Thank you, John. All the galaxies up in the sky. Huh? I didn't know it was so many galaxies up there. I watched that science thing. You watch that?
Yeah.
I like it. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I thought we were just the only galaxy there, but they showed us thousands of galaxies. There's worlds. There's all kinds of different worlds up there. I'm talking way back. Those stars we see, you look like sometimes you can just almost touch them, huh?
Uh-huh.
Just looking at them. But you can't touch those things. They
light, billion light years, mm-hmm. far away. I didn't understand the word light years. You know, what do you mean? It's a billion miles. How is that possible? Billion miles. I never could understand when they say this rock right here was 4 billion years ago. Billion years ago? The world been here that long? Billion years, yes. How did they figure that out? What they look at? I wonder what they know, you know, to say that's a billion years old. It just got me messed up, huh? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just watch it anyway and just try to understand. But God did all this. Yeah. This world been here a long time. I can testify and stand here before you and I can say that Jesus is old. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is old.
Yeah.
Huh? My goodness. They talking about billion years and this and that, and Jesus was before that.
Yeah.
He old. Yeah, I couldn't understand. Sometimes when I was a little boy, I hear somebody testify in the prison, and they say, "Oh God, oh Jesus, oh, why are you calling Jesus old? Huh? 'Cause Jesus is old." You know, somebody say you old as dirt, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus is older than dirt.
Yeah, older than dirt.
Woo, he's old, huh?
Older than time.
Older than time. One no time, huh?
Right.
Thank you, Jesus,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
One no time. And the scientists and everybody gonna call themselves being beside themselves, putting themselves over God, saying, "No, we didn't come from man. We came from an ape. We came from man. How you?"
Not me.
He ain't no more 50-something years old. How you know that anything? You don't know nothing. We ain't come from no ape. God said we come from a who?
From the dirt.
Came from the dirt in the likeness of who?
God.
We look just like God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We just ain't old as he is. Thank you, Jesus. He's old. Thank you, he's an old God. And just think, he came down here on earth. Can you imagine this? Huh? God came down here on earth and wept.
Cried.
Yes. Huh? The almighty old, older than dirt. God came down here and cried over who?
Us.
He told some of the women that was crying for Jesus, you know, they were weeping because Jesus was going to die. You know, they're going to hang him on the cross. And Jesus said, "Don't weep for me. What you weeping for me for? Weep for yourself."
That's right.
Because you got to face there this world.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But God put himself in a body and cried.
Hallelujah.
He cried over us.
Yes.
If I could just get these humans to see that I am trying to save them.
Yes.
Or I am trying to buy them back from Satan.
Yes.
From sin. I'm here to pay a price. I'm the only one that could pay this price. Nobody else could do it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Huh? And he hung on the cross and he died.
Yes.
And when he died on the cross, he opened the door for everybody to be saved.
Hallelujah.
But he cried before.
Yes.
I can't get these people to see nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews, the main thing that I want y'all to know, that Jesus cried for us. Huh?
Hallelujah.
He felt so sorry for us. Thank you, Jesus. I had a scripture in Hebrew, but he came. What I want you to see in this message today is that the Almighty God, huh?
Amen.
Cried for us. He crying for me right now because I lost my scripture. Thank you, Jesus. I lost my spot. But I believe, huh? I believe. When you believe, what you do? You do. You obey. Huh? That's believe. A lot of people walk around talking about, "I believe." Huh? I believe. I'm Christian.
Hebrews chapter 4 and 6. Hebrews chapter 4 and 6.
Try it. Go for it. I think that might be it.
Therefore remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Unbelief. That's probably it. Thank you, Jill. I'm quite sure that's it. 4:7.
Let me move down to another one. It's just unbelief, which is, where did that go? Here it is, 11 chapter. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Come on. Then what else?
lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Yes. Keep going.
Well, the word of God is quick.
Quick.
And powerful.
And what?
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh.
Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Uh-huh.
And of the joints and marrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of who?
The word of God.
Who is the word of God?
Jesus.
And how old is the word of God?
Oh, well,
older than dirt.
The word of God was where?
On time.
Where was the word of God?
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Oh, come on now. In the beginning. Uh-huh.
The
thank you, Jesus. In the beginning. What beginning?
Creation.
Hey, we ain't just talking about man. We came later. Y'all know we came after the animals?
Yeah.
That spot was here before us.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yes. Hallelujah. God gave those animals and stuff to Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
He gave them to them. Thank you, Jesus. They was here first. And then before that, the dinosaurs was here.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? The word of God is old. Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And then, before the word of God created the heaven and earth, it was older then.
Amen.
Before that, can you fancy how old the word of God was? Huh?
Beyond our mental comprehension.
Do you wonder sometimes in your mind, why did God come down here and waste his time on us?
Love.
That's the only reason.
Love.
Cause he loves us.
Amen.
Why he loves us?
We're his crowning glory.
We his creation.
Yes.
We are the best creation. I don't care how pretty a bird is, or a bear is, or any kind of animal is. Out of all those things, we was the prize.
Yes.
You know why we was the prize? We looked just like Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why the world can't get along.
Amen.
I don't understand. Jesus made us like him. This is it. Huh? And we know for a fact that Jesus is what?
God in the flesh.
Male or female?
Male.
He's male. Thank you, Jesus. And we know for a fact in the Bible, the right hand power is his word. That's Jesus. We know for a fact.
Amen.
So therefore, he made us like him. And then he said, I'm gonna go down there and try that. I want to see what it feels like. Adam and Eve came later. They just messed up, huh? But God Himself, older than time. You can't even use the word billion. You can't even use the word what's the next one to billion?
Trillions.
You can't use the word trillion.
Gazillions.
You can't hear you a gazillion. What's the next one? Can't think of one, huh?
They call it like Boogaloo.
Oh, can't hear say it. We can't hear say it. God is he older than that. God is older than that. Thank you, Jesus. And came down here and put himself in a body to make himself a sacrifice for us. Thank you, Jesus. Because he did what? Why he do that?
He
wants us to live with him. See, God already planned in his heart, huh, that he was going to destroy heaven, our heaven, and earth. Now, wait, can you imagine that? Just think about that. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
That's right.
My word not. Can you imagine heaven that we look at, the one we just talked about, with all them galaxies, is going to be gone, and no more earth, huh?
Amen.
I think, and he came down here and cried for me. He cried for me. He shed tears because he felt sorry for me.
Hallelujah.
Huh? To buy me back. Redeem me back to him.
Yes.
I want you, Aaron. Aaron, I want you to come and live in my kingdom.
Amen.
I'm sorry for putting you down there on that dirt, huh? On earth. He said he repent that he made man, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry I did that. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to fix it where you could turn and be like I want you to be, because I want you to live with me. I'm going to give you a new body, huh? A new mind, everything. Not only that, I got a place for you already. Free rent, huh? Free rent. Thank you, Jesus. I got a, he didn't say I got a house for you.
A mansion.
For you, huh? God Almighty. Because I want y'all to come and live with me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Come and stay with me. I don't want you to talk about me no more. Huh? I want you to be with me.
Amen.
He said it.
Yes.
Amen.
He said he was coming back to get us.
Yes.
To receive you what?
Unto himself.
Jesus coming in personal.
Yes.
A promise. He said he promised us that we would live eternal. No end.
Hallelujah.
Huh? That's your mansion. Thank you, Jesus. There's no PG&E because I'm the PG&E.
Yes.
Jesus is the light. He going to light. You know, they ain't going to be no need for nighttime.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to sleep no more. You don't have to fix your bed no more. Huh? You don't have to fix it. I never fix my bed anyway. So anyway, it'd be ready for me to just jump in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But there ain't no need for that no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stomach ache, headaches. And huh? He cried. If I could just get somebody. Say somebody.
Somebody.
If I could get just somebody. To believe. And understand me.
Understand.
Thank you, Jesus. That's secrets that God would probably never reveal to man. Or to his angels.
Hallelujah.
Huh? But that's secrets that God would love for us to know.
Yes.
Did y'all got that?
Yes.
He'd love for us to know the secrets that he got. Thank you, Jesus. I read somewhere in the Bible that in Revelation said God has another name. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to reveal that to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But in the meantime, I'm Jesus. I promise you, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get my bride.
Mm-hmm.
Bridegroom, who's that?
Of the church.
We got to be ready. Huh? In tune. Thank you, in the channel with God. We know in this world, as we live in this world, it's hard.
Amen.
This is a hard world. And it's going to get worse. But Jesus gave us power after what?
The Holy Ghost.
That's what the power was for. That power is it's not. He didn't give me power to be a genie.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody, you know, I want that car. Got my car. Oh, I want that house. That's not the power of Jesus talking about. Huh? No magic. We ain't got no magic power. Someone would love to have magic. If I had the magic power, there'd be a lot of people zapped out of this world. You remember you? Huh? That's why he didn't get that to us. Huh? There'd be a lot of folks gone. Huh?
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Saints got power to zap. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Nah, that's not the power he gave us. Thank you, Jesus. He gave us power to fight who?
The devil.
We need that power to fight the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The name of Jesus is power. Thank you, Jesus. Way back in the beginning. And if Satan knew Jesus, huh? He knew Jesus before we exist.
Amen.
He knew Jesus before he created earth.
Yes.
He old. He old too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he ain't older than Jesus. One thing I know for sure, Satan cannot whoop Jesus.
That's for sure.
Thank you, Jesus. He don't mess around when it comes to Jesus. Uh-uh.
Right.
I knew Jesus when he was up in heaven.
Hallelujah.
And I can tell you exactly how I know he kicked me out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. When he kicked me out, I went.
Yeah.
Fell from heaven as lightning, huh? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So Satan knows he's old too. He's old, don't forget about that, but God gave us power. And the power he gave us is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what?
Yeah.
Spirit of God. God gave us his spirit. That's the only thing we have to fight Satan. You know, walk away. Zaps. You can zap Satan. You got the power to zap Satan.
Amen.
Huh? Because one thing I can guarantee you, he's going to obey the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Angels tremble at the name of Jesus. Huh? The devils, demons.
Yeah, they do.
the devil's angels. I don't understand why somebody want to name their club Hell's Angels. I don't understand that. But God gave us power over the devils by using the name of Jesus on them. Thank you, Jesus. Try it. Somebody mess with you, just in the name of Jesus. I bind you in Jesus' name. They take off running. He's trying to put a hex on me. So, yeah. I put Jesus on you. So, thank you, Jesus. Y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me.
Y'all pray for me.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.